In a world where there is a scourge across the land, taking the very life breath of the people. A world rife with snorers. One man and one show stand tall in the battle against sleep apnea. That man is Richard Webb. That show is the CPAP Sleep Specialist Show. And the time is now.
Wake up, America. Wake up to the Sleep Specialist CPAP Show. Wake up and take care of your problems with sleep disorders. And if you're not breathing well, especially at nighttime, and you don't want to die, give us a call, 713-439-1560. This is your host, Richard Webb, my co-host and anchor man, J-Rod. Morning, Chief.
Good morning, Mr. Webb.
And today we're talking about, as usual, all the problems you might have when you have a sleep disorder and the family problems you have when you have a sleep disorder and sleeping alone when you have a sleeping disorder. So give us a call if you do have a question or a comment or a criticism about how your CPAP machine might be working, 713-439-1560. You're talking live today. It's February 19th. We're looking out over the city of Houston. We had a big rain yesterday, and it's funny about this big rain that came through because it was pouring down rain, and I was kind of standing outside, and I noticed that it was dry outside, and there must have been 2 inches of water on the ground, and there was rain coming down, but the air that you breathed in was relatively dry. We talk about humidity a lot on the show. And it came to my mind that even though there's rain in the air, there was relatively low humidity, because humidity is the amount of water that's evaporated into the air. So some sunny days it's hot and humid, some sunny days it's cold and dry. But if you're breathing on your CPAP machine and it's cold and dry, then you're not getting the best treatment for it, and you need to change that. So if you have any questions or concerns, you can give us a call. Today's show that we're really going to try to talk about is mask problems and fixes. Mask problems, you know, there's a ton of people that wear their CPAP that have problems that give up. So today we're going to come up with some good ideas for fixing some issues on your CPAP mask. So mask problems and fixes is today's show. And we're going to talk about the different types of masks that you have, the full face mask, the nasal mask, the pillows mask, the oral mask, the hybrid style masks that is gaining favor with me, and the common problems that occur when you wear these positive pressure masks, and what is the easiest thing that you can do to correct those problems. You know, Jason, we have seen in the past year at Monitor Medical, we've seen a huge shift from the old nasal style mask, the over-the-nose mask, to probably the nasal pillow style mask, and pillows being the two little mushrooms that sit at the tip of the nose. We've seen a whole shift in mask choices away from full-face masks, away from nasal masks, to go to pillows mask. And I started doing my own little research and trying to figure out why so many people are pushing into pillow masks. And I think there's a lot of reasons. I think on the plus side, they're easy to fit, easy to put on and off. But I think a little bit on the negative side is that we're kind of over-treating with these kind of CPAP masks for people, because not everybody is meant to wear a pillow-style mask.
You know, Richard, not everybody's meant to wear a nasal pillow mask, and that is absolutely true because of certain variables that are going to play a role into determining which mask is going to be effective. But for me, when I look at a person who's coming into Monitor Medical to get fitted, they're pretty much overwhelmed already as it is, because what has happened, they've gone through two different avenues to get to us. The first avenue is the PCP, primary care physician. You know, the patient's gone into that office, talked to the doctor. The doctor's, you know, reading them certain questions. And most doctors, if you tell them you're tired, they're going to begin to ask you an ESS, which is an Epworth Sleep Scale, to determine how sleepy you are. Once they determine how sleepy you are, they're going to go ahead and recommend a sleep study. If the doctor doesn't recommend a sleep study, it's usually the spouse, because the wife or the husband has gotten has become so sleep deprived themselves and has developed insomnia that they've telling the patient an ultimatum is either you move out of this bedroom or you go see the doctor and maybe looking to get in a sleep study. So once they go to the doctor, then to the sleep study, they're overwhelmed by the amount of wires that are needed to determine which level of sleep you're getting to, which level of sleep you're being deprived of, which is the REM stage sleep, rapid eye movement, that most beneficial stage of sleep that our body can go through. And then they have these monitors on their chest, which is an EKG, belts around their abdomen, and then also on their legs. So it's an overwhelming feeling. And then they come back for another study where they have a mask that is put onto their face, and then they're being told, okay, now you're going to Monitor Medical. Monitor Medical is like a CPAP headquarter. We're the learning center. We're the CPAP coaches. So when a patient comes into the office, the first thing they're going to see when they walk into Monitor Medical is a shelf of about 50 different masks. And for somebody who's new to a CPAP and new to this whole process, that's quite overwhelming. So you go into the office and you sit with the technician who's probably going to spend about an hour with you. During that hour, the technician is going over basically three major elements: the CPAP itself, the positive air pressure device, the humidifier, and then they're talking about the mask. So most people have this overwhelming feeling that I don't want anything that's going to be covering all of my face. I want the easiest, the simplest, the fastest thing that I can learn. And usually that is going to be a nasal pillow mask. A nasal pillow mask is a great mask by all means. I almost relate it to like a pair of sandals. You know, you can wear sandals when you're just going to the store. I mean, it's easy to put on. You don't have to lace it up. You don't have to do any extra things to it. And that's similar to a nasal pillow mask. All you got to do is slip it on over your head. You have these two little nasal cannulas similar to oxygen, but a little bit bigger because of the centimeters of air that the positive air pressure device is outputting. So you have that mask that's sitting right underneath the nostrils. It's easy to take off. It's easy to put on. But when you deal with that type of mask, you really have to look at several variables. The first thing that I want to ask a patient is, have you ever had a broken nose or a deviated septum? Because if one side of your nasal cavity is blocked, then you're basically going to be putting more airflow into that one side of that nostril that is open, which can intensify the air that can make it uncomfortable. I've always been a firm believer that you have to let the patient try what they want first, because for me, this is mind over matter. This is a mentality issue. Our mind makes us perceive that we're going to be confined to this air pump that's going to be strapped to a mask, that some people think that they're claustrophobic when in actuality they're really not. So I want to get to the patient that, you know what, a full face mask may be the best option, but I'm going to go ahead and let you try this nasal pillow mask just to see if it works. When they take it home and use it for a couple of nights, they realize that, wow, you know what? One of the disadvantages of having a nasal pillow mask is that, you know what? The air feels a little bit too strong in my nose, and my nose is feeling a little bit dry. Or they may say, man, my mouth is severely dried out. Well, if you have a deviated septum or a broken nose, your jaw is still dropping, the air is escaping, and it's causing that dryness. So this is what we want to look for, and this is what we want to be able to go through, because it's a growing process when you're dealing with this equipment. It's not just, you know, you come into the office, you get your CPAP, you get your mask, and that's the end of the road. No, it's a partnership that's going to take about a month for you to get completely used to it and for us to find the right mask. So that's why it's important to know which one is going to do the best job depending on what I'm going through and what I'm feeling. And that's what the whole focus of today's show is going to be, is to give you the pros and the cons of the five different mask systems that we carry. And hopefully somebody out there that's listening to the show who is either new to CPAP or has been on CPAP for many years can find that one of these suggestions that we're throwing out here, it could relate to you. And that's who we want to hear from, because when you look at it, CPAP is a growing epidemic. There's a lot of people, more and more people are becoming CPAP disciples. When you look at it, you go to the airport. It used to be in the past, take all your electronics out of your bags. Now when you go to the airport, they say not only take your electronics out, take your CPAPs out. CPAPs are more common than you think. Uncle Johnny, Grandpa Paul, and even neighbor Sue down there is getting a CPAP machine because obstructive sleep apnea is not something that's going away. It's something that's becoming more and more prevalent. And the awareness and the fact that there is so many links to cardiovascular disease, to high blood pressure, to diabetes, excessive weight gain, you know, irritability, depression, all of these things are linked to not getting a good night's sleep. So more and more doctors are becoming conscious to the fact that positive air pressure is the most beneficial therapy into getting into relieving OSA, but it takes time to get used to it. So that's what the CPAP Sleep Specialist Show here on 1560 The Game, and 713-439-1560 is the number to call, because we want to wake America up to the importance of sleep. Because without sleep, the foundation of a healthy lifestyle is not there. So we're here to wake you up to that. So give us a call. Let us know your stories. And we want to address anything and help you so that you can, too, get a good night's sleep.
Waking up to Stevie Wonder this morning. Superstition. You're listening to the Sleep Specialist CPAP Show. Richard and Jason here answering your questions, quoting your questions. You know, a lot of people don't like to call into the radio, so you can email us your questions at the CPAP Show at monitormedical.com, or go to the monitormedical.com website to the Contact Us page and type in your question there, and we'll try to get it online. Some of the questions we answer offline to the patients and send them the answer, but there's many issues. It's kind of like, well, nobody thinks that problem is me. It's just me, but it's everybody has those issues. Today we're talking about CPAP mask problems, CPAP mask fixes, and the ultimate comfort of that mask. And we're talking about the different types of masks, the pillow-style mask, the full-face mask. A pillows mask, as before in the last segment we were talking about, is a small mushroom-type device that fits into both openings of the nose called the nares. The nares are the little tiny circles. And one of the less common problems that we see is most people don't have exactly uniform types of or shapes of the openings of their nostrils. And so there are a few masks in our supply closet, so to speak, that we can actually put in two shaped pillows. It's kind of an unusual situation to have, but it is out there. Jason was talking earlier about deviated septums, and the problem with a person wearing CPAP that has a deviated septum is it's painful because the cartilage in the tip of the nose is not dead center, and these masks are not made for every shape of every nose. They're meant for the type of person that is sort of the 70 or 80% of the population, but you know, two out of 10 people is still a lot that if they have a slight change in the shape of their face. And also the thing about a pillow style mask is that once they try it on, they kind of love it, you know, but they want to have too high of a pressure. You know, Jason, we had a gentleman this week. I don't want to mention his name. He was a famous person, but
Just call him the general.
And the general had a really high pressure, and he just wanted that nasal heat pillows. He saw it. Somebody told him about it. He fell in love with it. He wanted to wear it, and we kind of told him he's going to have problems with it. And he's giving it the college try, but we don't want people like that to fail because they get a notion about a shape of a mask or a color of a product or it just looks cool because, you know, when the lights are turned off, what really matters is, does it fit and is it comfortable?
Exactly. You know, and I could recall a day when a nasal pillow mask had basically just three sizes, small, medium, and large. And now most of the nasal pillow masks that we see, They come with additional sizes as well, like a petite, a large, narrow, kind of different sizes for different masks. So it's important as a technician to allow the patient to kind of sit there with a mask, whichever they decide to choose, whether it's a nasal pillow, nasal, full face, hybrid, or oracle mask. Those are the five category of masks that we have. It's important for us as technicians to allow the patient to sit there for about 10, 15 minutes to get a feel for the mask and to be able to determine if they're going to be able to breathe comfortably with it. You know, Richard said this all in the past, you know, what do we define as comfort? Can you tolerate it? That's comfort. Not necessarily is it soft, you know, is it pretty, anything like that, but does it fit and is it tolerable? And if it is, then you can pretty much get used to it. And with this particular case, you know, the gentleman basically had a pressure about 18 over 12. And in our world, we call that severe sleep apnea. Severe sleep apnea is determined upon how many times you snore, stop breathing, and wake up over the course of an hour. It's generated in an index, an apnea hypopnea index. Anything above around 30, you have severe sleep apnea. So with a pressure of 18 over 12, a nasal pillow mask may not work because, for one, you have two narrow openings of a nostril pillow that is going up the nose. So the air is going to be magnified a little bit more because it's a direct insert of the air. It's important for us as technicians to allow a patient to experience that, because one of the things that the gentleman told us was, you know, I'm claustrophobic. And there goes back to that perception that, you know, when they look at a full face mask that covers the nose and the mouth, the one common analogy that goes with that is Darth Vader. Luke, I'm your father type of deal. Or, oh, I'm going to be a firefighter. And, you know, it's not really that bad. Basically,
it's not sexy.
It's not.
That's my favorite. It's not sexy.
Unless,
I tell you, when you turn the lights off, everybody's sexy.
Hey, everybody looks the same when the lights are out.
At 2 a.m., everybody
looks
good.
But you'll be surprised, though, Richard. I mean, you're so right about that. There's so many people that tell me, this doesn't look attractive. My husband isn't going to like this. My wife isn't going to like this. I don't want this. I want something small. So the fact that he was able to get that mask, I mean, it just shows us that as us, as the DME company, this is where our relationship with the patient begins to get more of a bond, because it's important for us to call him and let him know, hey, how to go with this nasal pillow mask? Did you like it? Are you feeling any side effects? Are you having any dry mouth? Is your nose dry? Are you feeling any irritation? And then we can address those issues, because these are some side effects of CPAP mask. You know, every mask has a side effect, whether it's a dry nose, whether it's a headache, whether it's a sore throat, sneezing, runny nose, facial skin irritation, nasal bleeding. There's going to be some side effects for some masks for some people. So if you're having these certain side effects, then you want to get it addressed, and there's certain ways to address it. So, you know, that just pertains to the nasal pillow mask. And then we have other ones as well, you know, like our nasal mask, for instance. We have a lot of patients who, if they don't pick a nasal pillow mask, which is our most popular mask by far, then they'll want to go up a step further where, okay, I don't want one to cover my nose and my mouth, so I go for the one that's in between, which is a nasal. A nasal is the interface mask that's a triangular that goes around the nose. But there is some side effects to that mask as well. If you don't have the right size, you're going to develop what we call is leaking. And it's going to keep the wife awake, keep the husband awake, and they're going to say this noise from this mask is louder than the snoriness. So it's important that the technician who is there with the patient fits a patient with several different styles of the mask that they're preferring, because every mask is made differently, like tennis shoes. I mean, I swear, I can go to Foot Locker and I can look at a pair of Nikes, I can look at a pair of Adidas, and I can look at a pair of Fila's, and they're all going to fit me differently, and I may be able to wear a size 10 in one and a 10 and a half in the other. So that's why it's important for us to fit the patient with several different masks to determine if they have the right one. Okay, well, if we fit you in the office and it works, Now you get home and you're in a different environment. You were not, when you're in our office, we lay you back in a recliner. But now you're in your bed. The first tip for every patient who has a nasal interface mask when you get home is to lay flat on your back with the mask straps on the forehead and underneath the bottom ear on the cheek loose. Let the air build up. As the air builds up, it inflates the cushion. Then slowly begin to make your adjustments to tighten the mask so that it's not too tight where it begins to create red marks, but it creates enough of a seal that no air escapes. Then you found your fitting. Because most people who come into the office, they think that once we fit them with the mask, there's no more adjustments. But when you get home, there is going to be some adjustments because you moved from left to right, and then you also lay on your back, so you're going to make some adjustments. And that's why it's important to educate. If we don't educate you, you don't know to do these things. You know, there's a lot of information to absorb in a full hour setup of a foreign object like a CPAP machine and then a mask that you're going to be wearing that you've never wore anything on your face unless you wore glasses. So it's a totally different atmosphere, and it's overwhelming at first. But if we take our time and we be patient and we practice in persistence, the three P's of success, then we'll get it. And we'll understand that by trial and error, we will find something that works, but we cannot give up after just the first time, because you'll be surprised. The majority of the patients that bring the CPAP back to Monitor Medical is not because of the CPAP, it's because of the mask. And there are options. We have a 14-day policy at Monitor Medical that allows you to try different masks, but it takes you being involved as well. You know, I know that most of you are pushed in by an alternative source to get a CPAP machine, but I guarantee you the benefits, the health benefits that you'll receive from wearing a CPAP machine outweigh every short-term headache that you have to face in getting used to your CPAP equipment. So give us a call at 713-439-1560, where we'll continue to discuss masks, pros and cons, and what to do to get rid of certain side effects of CPAP masks.
You're listening to the Sleep Specialist CPAP show here on AM 1560. We're taking your calls live, 713-439-1560. This is your host, Richard Webb. I'm with J-Rod. Today we're talking about mask, CPAP mask problems and fixes, and just in general comfort. In the last segment, Jason was using the analogy of shoes, and I really appreciate that, because you can put on three pair of shoes from three different companies that are supposed to be the same size, and they all feel different, and they all wear different. And if you wear a new pair of shoes out and get a blister on your foot, you're not going to want to wear it, period. Well, same thing occurs if you wear a CPAP mask and it causes a sore on your face, or a bruise, or blister, or broken skin. You're just not going to want to wear that. So today we're kind of addressing different types of masks and specific problems to those specific type of masks. Full face masks are masks that cover your nose and your mouth. And I think that those are sort of an underutilized mask these days, because so many people look at a mask and want to put something on that's the small and out of the way and unobtrusive, and that's just too big looking. If it's too much in the face, it's not going to be enough. It's going to be too much for me to wear. But a full face mask that covers the nose and the mouth allows people to open their mouth or close their mouth. And so many people, when they fall asleep, the first thing that they do is their mouth falls open. And with these positive air pressure devices, the air blows in your nose and immediately comes right out your mouth. It's just like a circle of high velocity air. And a little bit of air, your mouth cracks open. A little bit more, your mouth cracks open a little bit more. A little bit more, your mouth just keeps having till there's a jet of air And then the pressure doesn't work. The nose dries out. It feels like it's burning. And take this gall dang thing off. It doesn't work for me.
So why would I need a full face mask? Most people ask, especially when I'm setting them up. Why would I need a full face mask? Well, for one,
because you can't keep your mouth shut.
You can't keep your mouth shut because one of the things that we like to do is we like to get people to come into the office for like a 14-day follow-up. A 14-day follow-up allows us to take a download off of the CPAP machines. You know, the evolution of CPAPs, the evolution of masks have gotten us to a place where it's incredible. The information that a CPAP is able to give us is a wealth of information regarding how many hours the patient is using the machine, whether or not they're still snoring or having any obstructions in the upper airway, and whether or not the mask is leaking. A patient who has a nasal mask and is continuously waking up with a sore throat or a dry mouth and cannot alleviate the problem by increasing the humidification, it's a sure sign that you may need to get a full face mask. That full face mask is going to allow you to be able to breathe through your mouth, because most people who have a nasal mask, they'll say, I have a sore throat or a dry mouth. What can I do? My first option would be chin strap. The chin strap helps keep the jaw at the upright position so that the air doesn't escape. But for everybody, that does not work. Some people's jaw muscles and jaws are heavier than what the chin strap is able to hold. So the mouth still opens up, and especially if the pressure is anywhere in the higher teens, 12 centimeters, 13, 14, 15, etc. That is such a high pressure that even keeping the mouth closed with the chin strap doesn't necessarily do the job all the time. So the jaw muscles relax enough to where the air escapes. So over the course of 8 hours, as that air is escaping, it's drying out the throat and it's drying out the mouth, and that's a side effect of a CPAP mask. And that's when it would be important to get a full face mask. When else would it be important to get a full face mask? If you're using a nasal pillow mask or you're using a nasal mask and you are continuously having stuffy nose or being congested, one of the first things that I tell patients who have that problem is, first, talk to your doctor about a nasal saline or nasal drops. What a nasal saline or a nasal drop can do for a patient who is wearing a nasal mask is it can clear up the nasal cavity, nasal passages, so that you're able to breathe. This does not always work for everybody, especially those who have major allergies. You know, we live in Houston where, you know, springtime, pollen, flowers, all that stuff that's in the air. Summertime, the air is dry, so sometimes we even get congested then. If that still doesn't work using the nasal saline or drops, that would be another reason why I would recommend a full face mask. I had a situation about 2 months ago. I had a lady who was adamant, very adamant, that no matter what, she was not taking anything else but the nasal pillow mask. The reason because of it was the color. It was pink. You know, the manufacturers that we deal with today, ResMed, Respironics, Fisher-Paykel, Puritan Bennett, etc. There's all these manufacturers that make machines and masks, kind of like car dealerships. You got Ford, Chevy, Honda, etc. So this lady came into the office, and the first thing we do when they come into the office, we let them look at our mask selection, our mask department. And we say, you know, this is the different masks that we have. Here's the different five styles, and of those five styles, here are the other masks that goes to those styles. So as I begin to discuss the mask options with the patient, she saw the pink mask, and it's made by ResMed, Swift FX for her. And she said, I want that mask. I looked at her report. Her sleep study said, patient has an apnea-hypopnea index of 27.8. And also, it took them to reach a pressure of 12 centimeters to keep her airway open. A CPAP ranges 4 is the lowest, 25 is the highest. When anybody reaches 10 or above, the probability of them being able to accept a nasal pillow mask, that small nasal pillow mask, it's lower because of the intensity of the air. So as I was explaining the mask to the patient, being that she was so adamant about it, I said, you know what, I'm not even going to try to convince her any otherwise. I'm going to let her experience. Experience is the best learning tool. So I let her take that mask home. And when she took it home, 3 days later, she called me and she says, Jason, I'm sorry, but I do not like this mask. I hate this mask. I cannot use it. I cannot keep it on longer than 10 minutes because the air is too strong. And also, it's burning my nose. And I told her, well, you know, that's a sign of the pressure. You know, when you have pressure of 12, she had a very petite nose. So the pillow style that we had was a petite size. So very, very narrow. And it made the pressure and the intensity of the air feel really strong. But she also stated to me that she was having trouble breathing out. When you have a nasal pillow, the resistance on the exhale is greater, so it takes more exertion out of you to breathe out if you don't have a feature on your CPAP that has a comfort release where it drops the pressure on the exhalation valve, in which she didn't have that activated per doctor's recommendation. So when she came back into the office, we were trying on several different masks. We went to the nasal mask, but then we made it to the full face mask, and she said, you know what? When I went to the sleep lab, they tried to put that mask on me, but I resisted it because I told them I was claustrophobic. 9 out of 10 patients will say they're claustrophobic because it's a preconceived notion that this mask is, they got a hospital mentality that this mask is just going to cover their face. They're not going to be able to breathe. It's going to suffocate them. The power goes out. They're not going to be able to breathe. Every mask has an exhalation valve, so you will be able to breathe in case of a power failure. And when power goes out, trust me, you're going to wake up. I wake up every time the power goes out at my house. So I tried on the full face mask, but what I did was I took a desensitization approach. The desensitization approach that we take is where we ease the patient in slowly. What I did was I took the headgear off of the full face mask, and I had her hold it in her hand. And I said, put this against your face. I connected it to the tubing, turned the air on, put it on a low pressure. I put it to her face and I said, just close your eyes and meditate. Breathe in slow, exhale slow, because the machine wants to synchronize itself with your breathing. Don't get the sense of short, shallow breathing, because that makes somebody type of hyperventilation and makes them feel more trapped. So I wanted to open her mind. So as we did that, it took us about 15 minutes. After 15 minutes, we put the headgear on. When I put the headgear on and I let her sit there and I reclined her back in the recliner and we turned the air on, it took her about 5-10 minutes and she was already starting to fall asleep. And she said, you know what? This isn't as bad as I thought. And I told her, I said, because it's in your mind. Mind over matter. You know, it's a mentality before it's a reality. So you have to mentally prepare yourself for this process, because most people come in looking for that instant gratification. Like they go to the doctor, they get that prescription filled, they go to the pharmacy, and within an hour they feel better for whatever problem they're having. CPAP therapy is beneficial long term, but it takes time to get used to it. You have to practice. You have to be patient. And those key ingredients are the recipe for the success for your therapy.
You know, one of the most common questions we get from our listening audience is, how do I get a CPAP machine? Well, the most common way is you talk to your doctor and you tell him, I'm not sleeping well, I'm waking up tired, I'm choking. And he's going to say, okay, let's send you for a sleep study. You get sent to the sleep lab, and the sleep lab says, yeah, you got sleep apnea, and you need a CPAP device with a certain pressure. Now, there's a lot of people who say, I know I've got it. I don't want to go and do that. And you can do that. If you can get your doctor to give you a prescription, got a frog in my throat this morning. You can get your doctor. No, excuse me. You can get your doctor to give you a prescription for a CPAP device, perhaps something like an auto-adjusting CPAP device, because you don't know what pressure you're going to need. And you can get a positive pressure CPAP device. Now, the only problem with that is that you have to work closely with your medical equipment company, and worst of all, your insurance company is not going to pay for it, because insurance companies require the documentation from a sleep study to show what was involved, how severe, what was your level of severity, and was it improved by the positive pressure device. And is that the right way? No, perhaps not, but that's the standard way for the insurance companies to do it. So most common way, tell your doctor, get a sleep study, and then get a positive pressure prescription. But if not, you can get a doctor or a healthcare provider, like a nurse practitioner or nurse or physician's assistant in Texas, to give you a prescription, and that will allow you to get a perhaps an auto-adjusting device. We'll come back after this segment, 713-439-1560, here on AM 1560. The Game. And we're back to the Sleep Specialist CPAP Show here on AM 1560, The Game. Taking your call, 713-439-1560. Today we're talking a lot about mask problems and fixes and the comfort of wearing a mask. And I thought of something this morning about the way we have our sleep or daytime habits, the way you wash your hands, the time you eat your meal, and you create habits of how you do that every time. And a lot about wearing CPAP is developing the right habits. And if you have the wrong habits, you've got to change those habits as well. I mean, we grew up eating loving fried chicken and French fries and hamburgers, and now we, you know, it's not such a good thing. So we're having to modify those habits. And, you know, we, as a child, all of our parents smoked, and so that was the habit that they had. And so we realized, no, that's not a good habit. That has to change. And so wearing your CPAP is a kind. So we have a caller this morning. Good morning.
How are you doing today?
I'm fine. Gary, how are you?
I'm doing good. Yeah, one of the habits I think probably has trapped me as much that I broke is sleeping with my mouth open. I mean, I never have a sore throat anymore. I never have a dry mouth because this teaches you to sleep, you know, breathing through your nose and not through your mouth and keep your mouth shut.
You know, you've worn CPAP for a while, I think, Gary. Did you find that you slept with your mouth open when you first wore your device?
I don't think it would let me hardly. It would kind of, you feel that air come through there, and I'm not, you know, kind of freaks you out, kind of at first, so to speak. And you just got to learn to relax and just close your mouth and learn to breathe through the nose that God gave you.
And like Mother said, just keep your mouth shut.
That's it. And just relax and just peacefully go on off to sleep, and it's turns into being the best sleep you'll ever have. But again, sleeping with your mouth shut, you never have sore throats. I used to wake up with sore throats quite often, and you never have sore throats anymore because your mouth is shut and not dry. And that's what I think was probably causing a lot of that at times.
You know, obviously, Gary, that's definitely right. And I didn't mean to cut you off there, Gary, but what I want you to, because you've been a regular on our show ever since back when we started.
Ever since the Cardinals beat the Texans in the World Series.
Hey, buddy. I was starting to like you, Gary, but what I wanted to ask you is, you know,
who's the quarterback at Tennessee these days?
Yeah, but the Texans are better than the Titans. I have to say that. So.
Yeah, you know it. You know it.
Y'all
we will
that
always be better than Tennessee.
Who's the coach at Tennessee these days?
I don't even know his last name anymore.
Do y'all have one?
Munchak.
Do y'all even got a football
Munchak
team over there?
And where did Munchak come from?
From the offensive line of the Titans in Houston,
Tennessee
has a track record of stealing stuff from Houston, but hey, that's besides the point.
Tennessee found it, Texas, though. You got to remember that every day.
Hey, yes, sir. But let me ask you a question, Gary.
Okay.
Share with the audience kind of like what it takes to become a CPAP disciple. Tell them about the beginning of the first day you got your CPAP
because you weren't good at first.
Yeah, I just could never wear it, and because I was walking around just literally like I'd been to an all-night party every day, and it finally just makes you feel like you're just airheaded. You just feel really weird feeling, and you know something's wrong, and you're tired all the time, taking naps all day long. You're like, what's going on here? And Richard kept on telling me, said, look, you need to start wearing that every day, every night. So, you know, sleep with it maybe at in the afternoon for an hour or whatever. And finally got fitted. So you got to get fitted with the right mask is what it amounts to. And once you do that and just relax and realize, you know, that it's going to make it better for you. After a couple of nights, you start saying, that wasn't too hard, and you just keep on and keep on. You might take it off another night and on another night. But when you were wearing it, you were saying, you wake up and say, Jolly Bill, I'm feeling quite a bit better. Mm. And after, you know, a week or two of just relaxing and just, you know, it's mind over matter. I mean, it's just you can do it if you really want to. I think anybody can.
Gary, you didn't want to get a sleep study back in those days. You didn't want to take the trouble. You knew you had the problem. You said, just let me to it. And when you and I had first discussed this several years ago, we sort of came up together with the notion of an auto-adjusting device. And you
said
at that time, you know, I told you at that time, because we had another question off air that said, how do I get a device if I don't want to go through all this? And you had your physician give you a prescription for an auto-adjusting device. And we worked with you, you know, made some tweaks on the mask and adjustments on the pressure settings, and you came in line.
Oh, it's incredible. It's just, you know, what's the name of the mask I use? It's just a nasal mask.
The Swift.
It called? Some type of nasal mask. It's just
the nasal pillow mask Swift.
It's just not that invasive is the word you're looking for.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a claustrophobic person. I can't even do an MRI. But, you know, with this mask, you're not claustrophobic. It's just, I don't know. It's just easy to use, and it was the best thing I ever did in my life. There's no doubt about it.
Wow. And how many masks did you go through, Gary, before you finally found that Swift?
How many, Richard? I don't know. You were shipping me 3 or 4 a week.
I think easily a half a dozen. And it was, you know, it was a, you'd get it and you'd try it and you'd say, this looks like it's going to work, and you'd sleep on it a night or two, and no, this is terrible.
And what was really bad, he had me hooked up to a modem where he can monitor my stuff, and I'd have to lie to him. He said, you sleep on it? Yeah.
That's right.
It looked like it on the study. You slept much at all with it.
Yeah. We call that a sleep lying. You know, oh, yeah, I'm wearing it. And then we find out, oh, he didn't even wear it. Oh, yeah, that's true. I guess I didn't.
What? He didn't wear it on Friday and Saturday because he's out at the clubs partying?
Yeah,
you know how Gary
is
over there in Tennessee.
When Richard finally says, you know, when you die in your sleep, I'm going to come up and lay by the pool with your wife. And I said, well, I better start wearing it. What the heck?
Well, talk about how it's transformed your relationship at home.
Oh, it's just more, you know, not much difference with my wife. It's just my business, probably as much as anything. I'm self-employed, and, you know, you got to have a lot of energy to run your own business. And it was drastic, truthfully. I mean, because I was getting up taking naps in the middle of the day and need to be talking to people because I'm in sales.
Yes, sir.
That doesn't mix. That's not a good mix.
So now you're able to concentrate. Now you're able to do more than you did, 10 years ago. And you know what, Gary? You know, you are exactly what we want and what we need for the show, because what you did is what most people don't do. They give up too quick, and you didn't. You said, you know what? I'm going to keep trying. And no matter what, I'm going to find the mask that works for me, because for you, you're just sick and tired of being sick and tired.
Yeah, that's exactly right.
And now that you found that right mask, it's transformed not only for personal, but now it's transformed to that business perspective where your sales have gone up because you're able to talk to people more. You're able to concentrate. You're not looking for that glass of coffee every 5 minutes to stay awake.
That's exactly what I was doing, is hitting unsweetened tea all day long trying to stay awake. And when in essence, it's just literally just not having quality sleep.
But it's
an amazing thing. I mean, everybody needs to try it at least. I mean, give it at least a month, you know, a constant off and on if you have to, and try it.
Well, we appreciate you, Gary,
and we appreciate you
for tuning in to the CPAP show. Don't forget to email us your questions to the CPAP show at monitormedical.com.
And we'll be back.
View our website at monitormedical.com. Sorry, Richard.
Now, I say we'll be back here every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. Central Time on AM 1560, The Game.